Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. It is December 2nd, 2022. It is Friday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the Average Witch Podcast. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give," by Winston Churchill. So, let's get going. What are we drinking today? We are drinking a Sip of Spells Ritual Fire. I'm going to take a sip, so brace yourselves. Yum. This tea is really incredible for the cold months by a bonfire, being cozy. It is just really warming and smoky, and it's really incredible. And one of the aspects I think make it so amazing is the red peppercorn. So this isn't the maybe most written about or popular ingredient in the world, but we did find some stuff for you. This comes to us from bonappetit.com. What are the Szechuan peppercorns? First of all, they're not peppers. So Szechuan cooking is one of the most complex, sophisticated, and flavorful cuisines in the world. And that's not an opinion. It's a fact. It's one of China's eight great cuisines. So peppercorn. What are they? For starters, they're not actually peppers. Unlike red chilies that are ambiguous to Sichuan cooking, these petite peppercorns are actually the berries of the prickly ash tree, which is a member of the citrus family. Harvested only once a year in late summer, these tiny bumpy fruits are painstakingly picked from their thorny branches by hand and laid out to dry naturally in the heat of the sun. As they dry out, the berries open up into a distinctive floral shape that earned the spice its local nickname as flower pepper. After open dried husks release their small black seeds, which are bitter and inedible, the fragrant peppercorns are hand-processed to ensure no thorns, seeds, or twigs make it into the batch. It's a labor-intensive process, but clearly a labor of love. So there are two main kinds of these Sichuan peppercorns: red peppercorns, which showcase an earthy depth, and then green peppercorns, which are more floral. So while both types taste great, they have different functions. So red peppercorns. And yes, yeah, so they're used in cooking, as we know, teas. You can buy them. And they don't really go bad per se, but that doesn't mean they'll last forever. So you want to, you know, treat them properly. So yeah, red peppercorns. And they really are really incredible. And there's different kinds. There's also pink peppercorns and purple peppercorns, but we really focus on the red one. So as we've said before, the red peppercorns are a fully ripened berry. And they really add quite some oomph to our tea. And it's really cool to have them. So you could probably pick them out from the tea. And if you want to try to cook with them, that would be like super, super fun. All right, witches, moving on to some headlines. This comes to us from the AV Club, which is actually one of my favorite websites. When they do interviews, they're very good. I've read a few interviews they've conducted, and they're just really well done. Anyways, this comes to us from avclub.com. Come one, come all. It's time to get your bids in for an evil occult soul-sucking device on eBay. Any takers? So it can be hard to find the perfect gift for the evil wizard in your life. What kind of present, after all, will excite someone who already owns dozens of black robes, golden chalices, goat skulls, ritual daggers? Well, it turns out eBay is currently offering the one item the satanic priest in your life might not already have, a cursed artifact called the Vessel of the Ritual of Damnation. Damn. Sounds like something like Buffy would need to like save the world. The vessel, also referred to as a sorcerer's lens, is currently going for $13,333.33, marked down from its original price of $66,666.66. I'm sorry. Is anyone else getting this sweet, sweet news from any other podcast? Because I feel like we offer something special here at the Witch Daily Show, and it is this stuff. So it's in California. See, Buffy, right? It all lines up. Its condition is described as used, but absolutely capable of use. As to what that use entails, the seller says, this extremely rare item was created for use in the Ritual of Damnation, and it was used to place three irremovable marks on the lateral and medial muscle of the right eye. Ooh. Quote, the Ritual of Damnation was a visible and permanent representation of the participant's confirmation to serve the master's commands forever, the listing continues. This process, we're told, was popular among actors, actresses, and entertainers from the 60s to 80s who wanted to sell their soul in exchange, or to the devil in exchange for a career, and it seems needed a cool glass sculpture to make that happen. As for the vessel's quality, we are assured that it is hand-formed from materials that are cursed, and its design allows the subject to view their master as they state the vow of damnation. The vessel has been certified, apparently, by an engineer and photo-optical technician to its claims of its properties. It was donated to the seller's research program, which has produced a complete encyclopedia of celestial, atmospheric, and surface photographs that demonstrate and confirm the existence of an inhabited realm hiding in plain sight. Curious about how a company called Not For Profit Inc., one whose eBay listing notes that sale proceeds go to programs that benefit students, seniors, education, and communities, ended up with such a powerful item. Oh, wow. So they dug into it. Basically, they found that Not For Profit Inc., which usually sells old computer accessories and electronics, is run by a man who goes by David, or his YouTube channel, August Day. After learning that he was into both technology recycling and the occult, they managed to get him on the phone for an interview. So how did he get his hands on this? He says he got it from friends within the Hollywood industry. Wow. Well, interesting. I really want to... I'm clicking on the eBay link. I want to see if there's bids. It is no longer $33,333.33. It is back to its price of $66,666.66. I'm looking at it, by the way. I'm like looking at the item. It looks like a little bowl. Ooh. Weird. It's interesting. Spooky. You know what? That's pretty cool. This definitely needs to be written into a book. All right, witches, I'm throwing this over to our moon correspondent. And after that break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Friday, December 2nd. The waxing gibbous moon takes the lead in Aries today. Here, the moon continues its conjunction to Jupiter. The conjunction to Jupiter in Pisces may have a cooling effect on the moon in Aries. The moon in Aries can tend to be hot-headed and quick to action, but Jupiter in Pisces wants everyone to get along and for peace to prevail. With the moon's current ruler, Mars, in retrograde, this may be a much more laid-back Aries moon than we're used to. We may still have the impulse to take charge and move things forward, but there won't be as much urgency to it, and we may end up moving at a much slower pace than we anticipated. Don't fight this. Allow the pace of the energies to influence you. Being deliberate might be exactly what you need in this moment. Your daily moon mantra is, when your intention is clear, so is the way. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Are you looking for community? Do you feel like maybe you're doing this whole witch thing wrong? Do you want to hear that even if one spell caught your kitchen table on fire, it's still okay? Your Average Witch podcast might be right for you. Hear about witch life, witch stories, and sometimes a little witchcraft. You might hear what it was like to grow up in a pagan household, how a love spell went wrong, or learn a new way to attract prosperity. Hear these stories and more on Your Average Witch every full and new moon, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So we have a question from one of our listeners, Jessica, on Facebook. I am going to mark this. So if you want to find it, you can. Jessica writes, "Hello, everyone. This is my first time posting, but I've been a longtime listener of the podcast. I need some help. So my partner and I have been trying to conceive our second child for 4 months now with no luck. We are still young, and so it has not been long enough to seek out medical help, but I wondered if there were moms on here who could provide some guidance and share some wisdom. I am quite stressed about it, which is definitely not helping, and would like to know if there might be a spell to decrease my stress and maybe even something I could do to make me more open to conceiving. I don't know, but anything is greatly appreciated." So we have a few commenters just saying how long it took them to get pregnant. Kat says, "As for stress, I highly recommend meditation. Make this a daily thing and practice mindful breathing throughout the day. Breathe in being a mother, breathe out negativity." Callisto says, "There are plants and herbs that can be good for adding support while you're trying to conceive. Asparagus, chasteberry, black cogush are one of the things I remember about reading in the past." So of course, like, everyone went like really holistic with like stress and stuff. And then I'm like, here's a spell. I basically just shared a charm, a snag a vial necklace from like a craft store, put inside it an apple seed and menstrual blood, pair with the ritual if inclined, and wear until conception. Okay, but we do have some other magical suggestions. This comes to us from Patheos.com and Rachel Patterson, "Working magic for fertility of all kinds." So foods for fertility, things like avocado, beef, blackberry. It looks like things high in iron is what this looks like in fiber. Blueberry, cabbage, carrot, cherry, chestnuts, chicken. So there's plants, crystals. Let's see. So an ancient Chinese fertility spell involved throwing dates and nuts onto a bed to aid with conception. This sounds rather uncomfortable and perhaps a little messy. And then they suggest maybe just throwing them in a bag and putting them under the bed instead. There's a rabbit fertility spell. You need a picture of a rabbit, incense for fertility and candles. Pop the image of the rabbit on your altar and light some incense. You can also light a candle or two if you wish. Focus on the image of the rabbit and ask for the gift of fertility. Visualize new beginnings on your project, venture, or adventure, and see it coming to fruition. And egg fertility spells are also very popular. Sachets, cake, nut and seed charms. So it really seems like rabbit, nuts, and eggs, which all make sense, you know? Okay. So we actually have an update from Jessica. Jessica posted this. When did Jessica post this? So the question was posted on August 12th. Jessica updated us on September 10th, so 1 month later. And Jessica shares, "Hello, everyone. Update. I am officially pregnant. I stopped stressing. Meditation was a big help, and I did a jar spell, which I will now update to help maintain my pregnancy. Thank you, everyone, for your help." Oh, yay. Congratulations. So cute. All right, witches. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. Let's see. I want to give a shout out to listener Amy Seuss. Amy, you thoughtful, brilliant spinster. Nessie, you poetic, transcendent mongoose. Christina Barnes, or I'm sorry, Shannon Barnes. Shannon, you avant-garde, bedazzled werewolf. And finally, Christina Benfield. Christina, you beautiful, brilliant starfish. Thank you for so much being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. And our card before we leave here today is Hypnos from Deep, Dark, Dangerous Oracle. Prioritize rest and sleep. Allow yourself to dream. You need the grace of rest to be at your best. The unconscious has great depth and power, so explore it if you can. Use your imagination. Do not stay asleep to your potential. Awaken to your power. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Let's see, any updates? That's it. That's all I've got for you. So don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, anything we've talked about today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. And we will talk again next week.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.
I had an abortion when I was 15 years old in my home state of Arizona in 1994. It was not a decision that I made lightly, but I have never for one moment doubted that it was the right decision for me. But so much has changed in Arizona and many other states since then. If I were that same 15-year-old in Arizona today, legally, I would have to get parental consent. I would be forced to undergo a medically unnecessary ultrasound, go to a state-mandated in-person counseling session designed solely to shame me into changing my mind, and then take a state-mandated 24-hour time time out to make sure I really know what I wanted. And finally, I would be forced to give the state a reason why. Well, here is mine. It is my body, not the state's. Women and their doctors are the ones that are in the best position to make informed decisions about what is best for them. No one else. No bill that criminalizes abortion will stop anyone from making this incredibly painful decision. These bans will not stop abortion from happening, but they will drive women and girls and people into the shadows, which is what this has always been about, shaming and controlling women's bodies. In the week after I shared my story on my show, women were coming up to me in the street, in the supermarket, at my gym, with tears in their eyes, thanking me for my bravery. But the word brave didn't sit right with me. Why is it brave to speak to an experience that millions of people around the world throughout history have gone through? And then I realized it is considered brave because as women, we have been taught to feel shame about our bodies since birth. I am so sad that we have to sit here in front of a row of politicians and give deeply personal statements because the why doesn't matter. It should not matter. I am a human being that deserves autonomy in this country that calls itself free, and choices that a human being makes about their own bodies should not be legislated by strangers who can't possibly know or understand each individual's circumstances or beliefs. I'm here today to help destigmatize a legitimate medical procedure and continue to encourage women not to allow themselves to be shamed for their choices. And finally, I am here today for my two little girls, Birdie and Cricket. My dream for them is that they will live in a world in which women are truly equal with complete control over their own reproductive health. That is the dream I hold for all people, regardless of their privilege or parents or what state they live in. That dream is slipping further and further from reality with every ban passed. I hope that you, our elected leaders, can help us reverse the tide. Thank you. I look forward to today's discussion.